This is an executive summary of opportunity zones in estate planning, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. An opportunity zone investment is a long-term commitment, so it's natural to ask what happens to it in your estate plan, particularly because death can intersect with a deferred original gain in the 10-year hold in surprising ways. The key nuances: COF interests pass to your heirs like other property, but the deferred original gain is treated as income in respect of a decedent, IRD, so it is generally not eliminated by death. Your heirs or estate must still recognize it at the recognition date. At the same time, heirs inherit the COF interest and can generally continue the holding period toward the 10-year mark to achieve the tax-free exclusion. The basis rules at death are nuanced because the deferred gain is IRD. This guide explains how COF interests pass to heirs, what happens to the deferred gain, the basis rules at death, coordinating with the 10-year hold, and estate planning strategies. These are complex, evolving rules. Coordinate with your estate attorney and CPA, and verify the current rules. This is educational information, not tax or legal advice. A COF interest is property that can pass to your heirs, like other investments, through your estate plan. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.